The drawing.
Reporters have been saying some pretty nasty things about Western Pennsylvania lately. And you know, I couldn't agree with them more. I couldn't disagree with you. I couldn't agree with you more than the fact that...
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
Hey, if you are ready to make some major money moves, but your bank account is at a standstill, well, our friends at Mortgage Right, they can help get the ball rolling with a cash-out refinance. Pay off debt, renovate your home, or even buy yourself the pinball machine that's been sitting in your eBay cart. Whatever needs funding in your future, if you have the home equity to back you up, you can get it done. With refinancing experts nationwide, our friends at Mortgage Right will guide you through the process with ease. Make your home work for you by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR today. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. We start first. You guys have probably heard this story. Adele had an interview with an Australian TV host, an exclusive interview with Adele, but the footage was withheld after he told her that he hadn't listened to her new album, 30. Matthew Dorn, the host of Channel 7's The Weekend Sunrise Show, flew to London from Sydney, journey of about 10,000 miles on November 4th to interview Adele in her only album interview with an Australian outlet, according to the Daily Telegraph. Now, during the interview, when asked by Adele what he thought of the new album, Doran said he hadn't listened to it yet.
Oh.
That's according to the Telegraph. It added that the singer was offended. Now, the interview ran to completion, according to the outlet, but Sony, which owns Adele's music, later told Channel 7 that it was withholding the rights to the interview footage as a result of Doran's oversight. Several reports said Doran suspended by Channel 7, but Doran told the Australian for 2 weeks, by the way. On Sunday, that he wasn't, quote, formally suspended, but he was off the air for 1 week. He returned to his slot on the network on Sunday. Now, the total package for the rights for the Adele interview footage, which included access to video from Oprah Winfrey's One Night Only with Adele, cost Channel 7 about $1 million, according to the Telegraph. Now, Doran told the Australia that he received an early link to listen to 30 over email, but he missed it during the trip to London.
Man, I mean, I think he should have listened to it before.
Right.
But, I mean, I think this is a bit of an overreaction by Adele.
I think it's a huge overreaction.
And if he's suspended by the TV station, that's even worse.
I agree with you. If you're prepping for an interview like this, you probably want to listen to the album. But if it was an oversight, if he conducted a really good interview and he's promoting her product, I don't know why she would get that offended.
I a lot of people do interviews with authors about books without reading the entire book. Sometimes you may have a staff member read a book and give you notes. You may flip through and read certain chapters of interest so you have enough to conduct an interview. I would think that the author in that situation or the artist in Adele's situation are just thankful that the promotion is out there. It's not hurting her sales at all.
No, I think she looks at it as, this was an exclusive. We could have gone to anyone in Australia. They would have done this interview. And you should be so grateful that we did it with you that you at least listen to the music. I mean, that's probably her view of it.
Yeah. It's about promotion, though, in the end. And I don't see, I see why he should have, but not to be suspended.
No.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Well, I think they're probably upset. The embarrassment for Channel 7. They had the only interview in the entire country. Yeah.
So down in Australia, they're wondering if 7 is really on their side.
Okay, I've got some odd celebrity demands.
Okay.
Weird Al. Now, did you guys realize for a long time Weird Al requested a fresh Hawaiian shirt from every venue he performed at? He took out the claws after collecting several hundred shirts.
Yeah, it seems like a lot.
It does seem like his go-to, right?
Well, back in the 80s, especially. UHF, fine movie.
Yeah.
Beyonce, her dressing room has to be exactly 78 degrees, no more, no less.
God, that's hot.
She's like Leon.
He's an 82 man. Leon's an 82
78.
Man.
Oh, she want to sweat it off? Man, that would be miserable.
Back to Adele. Hers is while on tour in North America, she forbades any North American beer.
Something tells me she's a little snooty.
You think Adele might be a slight handful?
Oh, my God.
So Adele says no Bud Light when she's traveling in North America. But if she's in Europe, she's okay with the Bud Light?
Very strange request there.
Very odd.
I always knew Steve McQueen had quite the ego. I didn't realize it was this bad. While starring with rival actor Paul Newman in The Towering Inferno, He insisted that the script be rewritten so the two actors had the exact same number of lines.
Wow, that is petty. Mm.
You've got 67, I got 66, yeah. So we're going to need to split one up.
How about this one? Gary Busey once refused to film a scene in heaven because the set was inaccurate.
Yeah.
Busey, by the way, extremely strange.
Yeah.
Quote, had seen heaven during a near-death experience and wanted to get it right, including the fact there are no mirrors in heaven.
Really?
Hmm.
I've not read that part of the revelation. I did not know.
I would assume there's
probably
no mirrors.
So you're portraying Buddy Holly, but we got heaven wrong. Okay.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But see, Brown, I think in heaven there's no pain, right?
So if that is correct.
If you look like me, if there's no pain, there can't be mirrors.
True, Jim. Yes.
Well, it's probably so like no
self-deprecation.
Yeah, no, okay. No vanity either.
No,
right?
That's true. There's no vanity.
So no mirror there either.
No mirror there.
What do we want to go with first?
B.
No, let's go with this one. No, we'll go with this one. Okay, I got shower thoughts for you guys.
All right, I love these.
We laugh at animals for having funny mating rituals, but humans probably have the most complex and frustrating mating rituals of all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You think somewhere there's like two tigers looking at us opening car doors and going out to dinner? Well, going, look what those guys do.
The thing about the animals is not everybody's got equal say-so in it.
No, it's a, come on, I want to bite on your back real quick.
Yeah.
Let you know I'm here.
That's right.
Yeah, now do the Black Widow.
Literally sexual predators, right?
Yes, literally.
Here's another one. You only like the pen clicking noise when you're the one making it.
Oh.
So sure, same thing with whistling. Whistling's only annoying.
When do I click the pen?
Used to. You don't do it anywhere except in your, when we were in pandemic. You because you were having to hold everything, you would do this a lot. Rockstar would bring it up
before,
to us a lot.
Rockstar hears everything.
If Dunaway was asking question
in
one.
In typical fashion, you guys would never bring it up to me, though.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, because we were in a weird situation.
Well,
all
you
pandemic.
Had to do was say, hey, look, man, the pen clicking's coming through. And I would
because I would have gotten, I don't hear it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, again, when you're not doing it, or when you're doing it, you don't know.
Yeah. Like, see, what I do is I wiggle my legs, and there was a chair in our old job, shocking, that made a squeaking noise. And I remember one time looking around like, who is making that squeaking noise?
And it was you.
And it was me doing my leg on my chair like I'm doing right now. Luckily, these chairs don't squeak yet. But I didn't even realize I was doing it. I was just moving my leg and squeaking. And I was looking around with my look, looking, who is making the noise doing this interview? I do this too.
Okay, here's another shower thought. If you don't know what it is, toothpaste sounds pretty terrifying.
That is true. Toothpaste. It's like they're going to be glued together.
Here's another shower thought. Old-timey Wild West saloons seem cool until you realize all the drinks are warm.
Yeah, they didn't have ice back then, so you're getting...
Oh, that is a great
never thought
point.
About that.
I've never thought the beer was hot.
And you're getting nasty water. Can I just have a glass of water?
Well, I'd probably shot.
I mean, the only thing you're drinking back then is bourbon.
Yeah.
That's why they always just poured it in a glass and
but
did
you
it.
Did see a lot of guys drinking beer back then.
It's going to be warm.
And our final shower thought, at least one person has probably thought about killing you.
Jeez.
At least.
I am not shocked by that.
Yeah, that might be a little extreme for the majority of people.
I'd say a touch extreme, yeah. Thinking about killing somebody. Yeah.
Here's so you don't think anybody has ever thought about killing you?
I mean, perhaps. I don't know what I would have done to deserve that, though.
Perhaps. Here's a look at how celebrities got their stage names. Post Malone put his real name into the random rap name generator when he was 14. He stuck with the results ever since. His real name, Austin Richard Post.
Post Malone's a good name.
It is. I've never known what it meant.
I'm on this website trying to find some. Some of these are awful, but for Jimmy D, you got Little Fresh JD House.
Little Fresh JD House. I like that.
Imperial JD. Jimmy D Silver Cobra. And for Lance, you got Righteous Lance Guns with a Z. Monster Lance Razor Jab. Fat Lance Money Punch.
I like Fat Lance Money Punch.
For Brown, you got Capricious Rai Rai Force.
Yeah!
Rai Rai.
Capricious Rai Rai Force.
And Little R Nugget.
Little R Nugget?
Yeah.
I don't like anything with Lil in it.
Or Nugget. Okay, celebrities, how they got their stage names. The Weeknd took out the final E of his name because of copyright issues with a Canadian band called The Weeknd.
How about that? I just thought he was trying to be crafty.
Cardi B's nickname growing up was Bacardi because her sister's name is Hennessy. but she shortened it after her Instagram account kept getting deleted. Her real name is Belcalis. Lady Gaga. Producer Rick Fasari nicknamed her Gaga after the Queen song Radio Gaga.
Oh.
Had a feeling that was why. And she added Lady because of the regal connotations. Her real name is another. Vanilla Ice uses the nickname he earned as a teenager because of his pale complexion and dance move he invented with mimics of sliding on ice. His real name is Robert Matthew Van Winkle. Finally, a woman who married herself is now getting the divorce.
That's a shame it didn't work out.
After meeting someone else 90 days later.
It lasted 3 months.
Back in September, Brazilian fashion model Chris Galera, 33, married herself at a formal ceremony after growing tired of relying on one man. Around the time of the wedding, Galera said, quote, I reached the point where I matured. I realized that I was a strong and determined woman. I was always afraid of being alone, but I realized that I needed to learn to feel good about myself. When that happened, I decided to celebrate it. Now, however, according to the Daily Star, Galera has now decided to call it quits after meeting someone, quote, special.
This is her rock star.
That's her on her wedding day to herself.
That's when she married herself.
When she gave herself away.
She would have options, I would think.
I think she settled quick. Yeah.
I'll be honest, though. I'm surprised she wore white.
Now, talking about the divorce, Chris revealed, quote, I was happy while it lasted. I started to believe in love the moment I met someone else special. Not too much was said about the new person in her life, but it would appear they're special enough to make Chris change her stance on love. It will not make it till next Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Lance. Yeah. Probably has some things rattling around in the head there.
Yeah, that is Trash with LT, brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right.
Hey, so the holiday's approaching. You might be wondering how you can make some extra money. Our friends at Mortgage Right, they've got a great solution. If your home's equity is the size of Santa's waist belt, then Mortgage Right can help you turn that equity into cash in your pocket with a cash out refi. Reach out today for a free home health check to see if a cash out refinance is right for you. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.